welcome to the program. Hope you're doing okay today. We're living through this crazy time in this world, and today we're going to try again to find a little strength for today. We'll be looking in John chapter 21. Have your Bible ready. John 21 starts out with these words, After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. Interesting words. After these things, we'll look at that in a minute. He showed himself. It says that twice in this little verse. In verse number 3, Simon Peter saith unto him, I go fishing. And the disciples said, we go with thee. And immediately, it says here, they went fishing, and that night they caught nothing. Verse 4, I think one of the greatest verses in the Bible, says, when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. I'll talk about that a bit. But notice this, the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. They knew who he was yesterday. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Oh, now all of a sudden, because of the miracle, they recognize who it is. And then we read, now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat about him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. Well, verse 9, as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Interesting. Where'd that come from? And Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples dare ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Now, a few minutes ago, out there in the boat, they didn't know who he was. Now they know who he is, but their fellowship with him has been broken because they dare not say to him, who art thou, knowing it was the Lord. Not very good relationship here. We're going to look at this in a minute. Before we do, let's listen to this message in song. If the disciples had just learned in the 3.5 years they'd been with Jesus to do this, they'd have had a better day, but let's learn it ourselves. Trust in the Lord. Trust when you walk in the light of his word, and trust and obey, and prove the delight of his love when we trust and obey. Let's just trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sign or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Well, reading again in verse number 1 of John 21, we read, after these things, after what things? After 3 years of traveling with the Lord, hearing perfect messages, total truth in all of those messages, nobody spoke like Jesus did. After all the miracles that they saw, after the crucifixion and the resurrection of the dead, and then after 40 days, while Jesus has been talking to these disciples about the kingdom here after the resurrection, after all of that, it says here that he showed himself again. Now, that word has been translated made manifest 19 times. What he did was he explained to them what was ahead. And when he did that, they literally turned their back on him and walked away. No kingdom, no thrones, that's not for a couple of thousand years. It says in Luke that they thought the kingdom would immediately appear. You mean no position of power? Instead of power, we have persecution. Instead of a position of authority, we're going to be pastors. We're going to be shepherds. Instead of being served, we're going to serve. Forget it. They literally turned their back on him and walked away after all the time that Jesus had spent with them. And then I think one of the greatest verses in the Bible shows the compassion of the Lord. It says Jesus stood on the shore. That word stood has been translated established 5 times. He established himself on the shore. He stood there all night. He would have been just as much God if he had said, I've had enough of this, and went back to heaven. But he didn't. I'm so thankful that the Lord doesn't give up on us. But we need to understand he had compassion without compromise. He stood on the shore. He did not sit in the ship with them. And so if we want to have joy and peace and satisfaction and get through all of this stuff that's going on in this crazy world today, all we need to really do is trust and obey. Listen to our song again. Make it your prayer. Trust and obey. That's what we need to do.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. What us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sign or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.